people not to panic Monday. They insisted the government was doing all it could to provide much needed oxygen to COVID-19 patients around the country. India reported a record jump in infections and fatalities for a fifth straight day Monday, with just 353,000 new cases and more than 2,800 deaths. Patients are struggling to access life-saving oxygen at hospitals across the country. The government has ordered all industries to divert supplies for medical use. Myanmar's deposed de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi made another court appearance Monday. Lawyers for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi also appeared via video conference in a courtroom in the capital, Naypyidaw, for a procedural hearing. Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st when the coup happened, and she is facing six criminal charges. The most serious charge of breaking the country's colonial-era secrets law could put her in prison for 14 years if convicted. The coup has sparked daily mass demonstrations across Myanmar, demanding the return of Suu Kyi and her elected government to power. Italy is gradually reopening after 6 months of rotating virus closures. Outdoor dining is now allowed as of Monday, and it's coming too little too late for restaurant owners whose survival has been threatened by more than a year of on-again, off-again virus closures. Italy's 10 p.m. curfew also puts a damper on theater reopenings and is bad PR for the country's key summer tourism season. A day ahead of the reopenings, Italians packed city squares and parks on Sunday. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russian authorities ordered all offices of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny closed on Monday.